The Book of 2 Chronicles, Chapter 8. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, in which Solomon had built the house of Yahweh and his own house, that the cities which Huram had given to Solomon, Solomon built them and caused the sons of Israel to dwell there. And Solomon went to Hamath-Zobah and prevailed against it. And he built Tadmor in the wilderness, and all the store cities which he built in Hamath. Also he built Beth-Horon the upper, and Beth-Horon the nether, fortified cities, with walls, gates, and bars, and Baalath, and all the store cities that Solomon had, and all the cities for his chariots, and the cities for his horsemen, and all that Solomon desired to build for his pleasure in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. As for all the people who were left of the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, who were not of Israel, of their sons who were left after them in the land, whom the sons of Israel did not consume, of them Solomon raised slave labor to this day. But of the sons of Israel, Solomon made no slaves for his work. But they were men of war, and rulers of his captains, and rulers of his chariots and of his horsemen. And these were the chief officers of King Solomon, even 250, who bore rule over the people. And Solomon brought up the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city of David to the house that he had built for her. For he said, "My wife will not dwell in the house of David king of Israel, because the places are holy, to where the ark of Yahweh has come." Then Solomon offered burnt offerings to Yahweh on the altar of Yahweh, which he had built before the porch, even as the duty of every day required, offering according to the commandment of Moses, on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the set feasts, 3 times in the year, even in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And he appointed, according to the ordinance of David his father, the courses of the priests to their service, and the Levites to their offices, to praise, and to minister before the priests, as the duty of every day required, the doorkeepers also by their courses at every gate. For so David the man of God had commanded. And they did not depart from the commandment of the king, to the priests and Levites concerning any matter, or concerning the treasures. Now all the work of Solomon was prepared to the day of the foundation of the house of Yahweh, and until it was finished. So the house of Yahweh was completed. Then Solomon went to Ezion-Geber, and to Eloth, on the seashore in the land of Edom. And Huram sent him ships by the hands of his slaves, and slaves who had knowledge of the sea. And they came with the slaves of Solomon to Ophir, and fetched from there 450 talents of gold, and brought them to King Solomon.